We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Freaking other people out can become a sport, especially on Halloween. And that's what I tried to accomplish with our funeral home field trip.
It was like a month ago when Jen says, I've got an idea for Halloween. I said, okay. She goes, I met a funeral director. Like, okay. And she goes, I want to go to a funeral home and ask him questions. And then I want to go on a tour. And then I want to get into one of the rooms where they put bodies.
Ugh, like, creepy.
What are you talking about, Jen? She goes, I think that would be great. Now, I think, in my opinion, this was 50% radio content and 50% your own curiosity.
Totally. It was actually probably 85% my own curiosity because I don't have a lot of experience with that. I've been to funerals before. I've never been to an open casket or a visitation. I have never seen a dead body. I've never seen one. So I'm fascinated that someone's work every single day would be in that is a business and that is somebody's job and life. And so I'm just so curious about it.
I wish I kept all like the text messages or like recorded phone calls from her because normally we come up with an idea and then like a couple weeks later, Jen will send a text and go, hey, if this is still on the table, I talked to this person, whatever. This is like, would you like to go to a funeral home? And I said, yeah, that could be interesting content. And it was like a Chinese food delivery person. Before I even finished the word content, she's like, okay, perfect. We're going on Wednesday at 1. I've already got some recorders. We're all set. Jean's coming. We've got a photographer. We're going to do it. And one of us is going to get in a casket. All right. See you there. It's like, Jen, I don't see you there. So here's just a little sample of us walking through the funeral home because the first part of it, I agree, was fascinating. Like sitting down and talking to a funeral director, a guy who works around death as a career, fascinating. But then we went in the back and we got a tour.
And that got real, real quick.
Oh, okay, I think I want to leave now.
That's Jen at one point in there, not wanting to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I think I want to leave now.
Okay, and then this is us talking about something Jen was oddly fascinated about the whole time, the cooler that they have at funeral homes if they have to keep a body for longer than a couple days.
Didn't you want to look in the cooler or even step into it?
Are we going to flip a coin and one of us get in?
I just want to make sure I'm not denying you something that you wanted to do.
No, I don't want to, but I think one of us should try it so we can...
I'm game if you are.
So starting at 7 o'clock this morning, because it's Halloween, our conversation with our new funeral director friend, his name is Kyle, and it is fascinating.
Oh, get ready to get creeped out.
And pretty chilling and pretty scary.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
I love freaking Jeff out, and I did it. Successfully with a funeral home field trip.
Y'all, you got to understand that Jen masked this as, hey, let's record some cool audio for our Halloween show. But the reality is, I could see right through that. You're curious.
So curious about
it. Fascinated.
And I figure what is a better day to be curious about a funeral home than on Halloween? And I'm just fascinated that this would be someone's career and life and that every day you would be around the deceased because I've never seen a dead body. I've never had that experience. It's so foreign to me and it's just eerie to me. But for some people, it's not. It's everyday life.
So Jen had the opportunity to meet Kyle Strumpf of Davis Strumpf Funeral Home in Austell. And she said to him, look, would it be weird if Jeff and I came and spent some time with you and just had a conversation about the funeral business. And we want to interview. We just want to ask you questions that people might always think but never have the opportunity to ask. And he said, sure, come on in. And that's what we did last week.
You want to join our field trip? Here we go. So what's that like growing up in a funeral home family?
You know, it's kind of funny because everybody wonders that, but I always thought it was being normal.
Right.
You know, my friends were all thinking, this is cool. You know, you're in the funeral home business, and we actually lived upstairs at the funeral home, and all my friends just thought it was the coolest thing to spend the night. And we'd play, you know, when nothing was going on, of course, we'd play hide and go seek. Of course, I'd always win because there's certain places that only I would hide.
Yeah, I get that.
Like where, like in the crematorium, or would you hide like in the cooler, or where would you hide?
Well, in the like behind caskets and things. We didn't have a crematorium at that building.
Okay.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
So how young were you when you saw the first dead body? Or is that not the right term? Like,
no,
what term
right
am
term.
I supposed to use?
That's the correct term.
Young or youthful. I think either one of those terms works. So, Jermaine?
Well, I don't know if you're supposed to say cadaver, or is that just from watching television?
Yeah, like, cadaver is more for medical use.
Okay,
when they're
so
studying them.
How old were you when you first saw your first person who had died?
Right. You know, to be honest, I don't remember. It's probably when I was 2 or 3.
Really?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's so common in your world, you don't even have that like first memory of seeing it.
Right. I do not, actually.
Wow.
Do you remember how old you were when you did your first funeral related thing?
As a younger person, we had real busy or something. They did extra bodies. They just extra body as
I was
going to
say, hold on. Can you say that? Is that phrase allowed?
Right, yeah. But yeah, so I'd help taking flowers, put them in a van, and take them to the cemetery. And
what about the first time you were asked to do something with an actual body?
With an actual body, I was probably 15.
And it didn't bother you at all?
No, not at all.
It was just helping my family out at work.
Exactly.
They're shorthanded on a Saturday, and here I am.
Exactly.
The idea around life and death. You know, I go through my day and kind of think about a lot of superficial things, or we tell jokes on the radio or mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. But you're around life and death all the time
in
your everyday process. So is it something that's on your mind a lot?
It's kind of like my life. I mean, that is it's every day to me, so it's not abnormal like it would be to someone like
right.
you.
Right. So do you think about what happens after life?
Some, just probably like as much as a normal person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When someone dies that's close to you, that's kind of a time that you kind of hits home a little bit. A young person or something like that would definitely.
If someone close to you did pass, would you want to handle their services, or would you not want to handle their services?
I would, unless it's maybe like a father or mother.
Super close.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be the only time I probably want to step away.
Emotionally, I can't really think of a more draining business. Like, you are surrounded by people who, for the most part, are as sad as they will ever be.
Sure.
How do you reconcile that?
Well, you definitely have to leave everything at work. You can't take it home to your wife and kids. Like I said, as I've been doing it so long, it's kind of natural for me to be able to do that. For the most part, there's always going to be special times that that something really hits home and you kind of makes it hard at home, but you still have to leave it at work.
And can you truly do that? Like, can you go home and be?
Sure. Yeah. When I see my kids, my wife, it kind of goes away.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kind of just washes the day away. Right.
Sure. Sure.
So then we decide to ask Kyle about some of the behind-the-scenes happenings at the funeral home. And we asked him for a tour. He politely obliged, and we will take you on that tour coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
If you're just joining the Jeff and Jen Show, we've been taking you on our funeral home field trip this morning.
Jen wanted to create some radio content for Halloween Day and satisfy her own morbid curiosity.
Well, it's not morbid curiosity. It's just I'm fascinated by the funeral business because I have zero knowledge of what they do or zero experience with the deceased.
Well, in this, as we're going to pick up this conversation, we're sitting around inside a funeral home in the every funeral home that I've been in looks like my grandmother's living room.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of ornate, a little bit dated. Very quiet, everything in its place, not a speck of dust. And we're sitting in this back room having a conversation about death and everything that surrounds the death business. And Jen truly can't get enough of it as she's talking.
We're talking with Kyle Strumpf of the Davis Strumpf Funeral Home in Austell, Georgia. When deceased person comes here, they sometimes have to be kept for a while, right?
Right.
Where are they kept?
We do have a small cooler. We usually don't use that unless they're not embalmed or if it's going to be like a long period of time before the burial. We'll usually have them, put them in a casket, and then we'll usually have the service within a week, typically.
Okay. And how cold is the cooler? Like, how cold does it have to be? I'm just asking. It's scientific, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's a good question. I have to go look.
Okay. Like is it frozen? Like where you would put a turkey to 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, or is it like?
I think it's 30, but I have to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be awkward if you didn't take someone out in time and to thaw.
I had a little frostbite on their nose or something. That would not be good.
Do you have any more questions, or do you want to see if we can get a tour and?
Yeah. Can we see the cooler?
Sure.
What is your fascination with the cooler?
I don't know. I'm just Absolutely. Interested in it.
She's been talking about the cooler for a week. She's like, you know, they have a cooler there.
Well, it seems so taboo, and I don't have a lot of experience with death, and it feels like, I don't know, like you're not supposed to talk about it, or you're supposed to be really quiet. Like, I feel like we're in a library. Like, we're not supposed to do things. I don't know. So I guess I'm fascinated.
So,
are there rules around that?
No rules.
Like you're allowed to laugh and smile and
oh, absolutely.
That
well,
here.
We encourage it. Like I said, that's a great medicine, laughter. And just thinking about good times that you have with a person. Absolutely.
Well, I would love to be able to go see it.
The cooler, Jen. Jen's just looking for a new fridge for her house. She's a cook.
I just want to see it, and then I want to know if one of us could get in it.
For how long?
Inside there is an emergency button. To get out.
That's comforting.
And it glows. Yeah. And it glows, so you're
okay.
In the dark. So
perfect. All right. So can we have a tour?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Ooh, Jeff says it's too freaky to take you on the tour right now while little ears are listening. So coming up at 9:10 in about 2 hours from right now, you will join the tour and you will find out what made me say this.
Oh, okay. I think I want to leave now.
And who had to go alone into the cooler?
Didn't you want to look in the cooler or even step into it?
Are we going to flip a coin and one of us get in?
I just want to make sure I'm not denying you something that you wanted to do.
No, I don't want to, but I think one of us should try it so we can...
I'm game if you are.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Has there ever been a better time to visit a funeral home than right around Halloween?
Jen was so excited at this idea. She became friends with a couple, and the husband in the couple is the director of a funeral home. His name is Kyle Strumpf. He runs Davis Strumpf Funeral Home in Austell. And the minute Jen met him, she called and said, we have to go take a tour of a funeral home and interview a funeral director for Halloween.
Because I have zero experience with the deceased. I've been to only a handful of funerals in my lifetime. None have ever been open casket or visitations or anything like that. So the fact that somebody would go to work every single day and work with dead people is fascinating to me. It just blows my mind. So we went on a funeral home field trip, Jeff.
We're going to take you into the embalming room, the crematorium, and Jen's favorite place, the cooler.
They got to store them somewhere. Right?
What?
Jen, oh my, all right.
Seriously, I'm being serious.
We'll start in the embalming room here in about 10 seconds, but just a quick heads up. If you're tuning in because you just wanted some cookware, that's moving today to about 9:40.
Okay.
But Jen is hosting a La Crusade cookware event that we've been promoting 9:10 every day this week, and now people are tuning in, and they're like, Jen's going into a cooler in a funeral home.
Wait a minute.
I don't think La Crusade makes that.
No. All right, so that will be coming up. Here is our first stop on the funeral home field trip. It's the place where all the deceased are prepped for services.
So this is the embalming room.
You know, it smells exactly like I thought it would.
Does it?
Like, just really, like, medicinal, right? Like just
sterile.
Yeah. Sterile. Yeah, totally. It's that sterile smell. Like, it's like a hospital smell.
Yeah.
What is the degree that you get in? Is it mortuary science? Is it?
Yes. Funeral service, associates in funeral service.
Does it feel a little bit like an art form, like when you're doing it? I would imagine.
A little bit, absolutely.
Yeah. Because you're doing the last thing for the family and like.
Do people ask if they can do their loved one's own styling, like makeup and hair?
Some. Typically a lot of hair. We have, if you have a hairdresser that's done their hair for years and years, they'll come on. That's what we did in the room we just left.
And the stylist of 20 years, 30 years would do that. Well, I never thought of that.
Yeah, because they, you know, who's going to know how to do the hair better than someone that's done it for years, right?
You know? Yeah. It's actually really sweet.
Yeah,
it is.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, so we're standing in there and we're looking at all the different equipment and that kind of a thing. And
fascinating. It really was fascinating.
It really was. Just like all the makeup drawers and everything that they had there, all of the curling irons and blow dryers and brushes and stuff that were there to prepare the body. It was like, whoa.
And then across the hall from that is the room where they cremate people.
Mm-hmm.
And listen carefully to this 2 minutes of our funeral home field trip. You might not be able to hear it over the roar of the engine, but he just turns on the crematorium, and I might still have bruises on my arm from Jen grabbing and squeezing.
I think I clawed Jeff when this thing turned on.
Was he just showing you guys because he just wanted to show you what it was like when it was turned on, or was there a person in there?
There was no person in there.
Oh, ooh.
No, but it was still warm from when there was a person in there.
Yeah.
Nothing to be nervous about.
No funerals today, huh?
None today. There's a crematory.
It's so warm in here.
Yes, we just did a cremation.
I had no idea what it would look like, but in my mind, I thought it would be like the thing in art class that you put your clay pots in.
A kiln?
That's exactly what I had in my mind, and this is much more high tech.
So
did you know what it looked like?
Well, I watch Ozark, so that was the first time I saw it. And
I love that show, by the way.
Yes, it's great.
I'm not there yet. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Not there yet.
Well, you're going to see this in one of the episodes where they buy a funeral home. And
So is that the entry?
That's the door, yes.
That's the door.
It'll roll, it goes up. We'll put them on this lift, and then we'll roll them inside there.
Wow.
Of course, we'll close it.
You okay? Jean just grabbed my arm and
that's all it is.
Wow. Have you ever had anybody change their mind? Like at the last minute?
No.
I stand in the window and going, change.
You mean
like,
a family member?
A family member, of course.
No, we never have.
Somebody waves their hand and goes, wait, no, I don't want to do that.
ground.
No. But a family member.
Not yet. No. Not yet. Thank goodness. Okay. Not yet.
Ooh.
And is that the temperature it'll get up to?
Yeah, so that's the set point. So that's where we put it on. And this is the actual. And when it gets up to there, it's time to push the person in.
So it got to 440 degrees just in the 20 seconds you ran it.
Well, we just ran it, so it's still a little bit warm.
Oh, and that's what you were saying, it moves.
This just got used earlier.
Well, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Still warm from yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I think I want to leave now.
We haven't even seen your cooler yet, Jen.
I know.
Now, we can't leave because Jen was so insistent on seeing this cooler.
I had in my mind in Hollywood where they've just got drawers and drawers and drawers and they slide them out almost like a file cabinet, and then there would be somebody in there with the toe tag on, right? But that's not what it looks like at all.
We go explore the cooler room next, and one of us has to get in the cooler.
Do you want to look in the cooler or even step into it?
Are we going to flip a coin and one of us get in?
I just want to make sure I'm not denying you something that you wanted to do.
No, I don't want to, but I think one of us should try it so we can...
I'm game if you are.
What does it sound like? We'll find out next. Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Speaking of platelets... Welcome to our funeral home field trip on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Jen's so excited about this funeral home.
Happy Halloween, y'all. I'm fascinated by funeral homes and funeral directors. And so I met a friend, and her husband is a funeral director. So I was like, can we interview him and talk to him and ask him 1,000 questions? And she said yes. So we're taking you along on this field trip.
And what you need to understand is Jen had this bizarre need, desire, whatever, to see the cooler.
Well, if a person who is deceased has to be prepared for services, but let's say the service isn't going to be for a week or so, you can't just let the person sit there.
No.
You got to chill them.
Right.
And so I wanted to know if the actual cooler at the funeral home looks like it does in the movies.
So the whole time, the weeks leading up to it, the whole time we're there, can I see the cooler? 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 So we go in, finally, to the cooler room. Jen is expecting a wall full of drawers, like a card catalog of corpses.
Yeah.
Not so much that.
Here's the cooler room. This is the cooler.
Oh. I'm just fascinated. I mean, I wish I were this, like, comfortable with...
Well, you're this comfortable with talking on the radio.
It's just odd to think of because it's such a taboo topic.
It is. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine my own mortality would be on my mind every single day. Maybe just for the first year. And then
over it. Didn't you want to look in the cooler or even step into it?
Are we going to flip a coin and one of us get in?
If you want to, I just want to make sure I'm not denying you something that you wanted to do.
No, I don't want to, but I think one of us should try it so we can...
What do you think?
I'm game if you are.
Okay.
Jen's like, she talked such a big game last week where she's like, I want to see the cooler and the caskets and the crematory.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we should have anyone in there.
All right.
I hate the...
Are you looking?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't know why I was envisioning it. Like we could just walk in there.
I didn't
imagine bunks.
It's kind of a bunk
sound. This reminds me of summer camp.
Just colder.
Imagine a deep refrigerator with drawers, and you just put the people in the crisper.
Have you ever worked in an industrial kitchen, Kelly Cheese, or like, you know, in a restaurant where they have like the big stand-up coolers and then they've got all the trays, like if it's like a pastry.
Like a catering tray. Truck, yeah.
And you like slide it in. It was like that, but just big enough to put a body on. There were only three because, you know, there's some height there.
So could you see into it or like...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You could see the bodies?
No, there was nobody in there.
Oh.
It was just a couple of steaks.
But.
And some fudgy bars.
A cookout later.
Yeah. But other than that, it was fine.
No, there was nothing in there. It was totally clean and sterile. But you could see.
And two pieces of pizza wrapped in
it was like a silver, very cold metal tray on a silver holder.
Wow.
Some soup. Some homemade soup that was there.
Stop it.
Ooh, that vanilla ice cream with like the fudge that's mixed into it.
Yeah, but it's been in there so long, it's got all the ice crystals on top.
No,
it's nasty.
No, it's not.
Random.
Some Snickers.
There's some orange juice concentrate from 2 years ago that you forgot was in there.
Bottle of champagne.
It broke open.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.